Chairman Segura?
Present.
Vice Chair Simpkins?
Present.
Commissioner DeFreitas? Commissioner Houston? Commissioner Martinez?
Present.
Ben, get a chair.
Being that we don't have quorum just yet, we're waiting for Yvette to join us. We'll move all the resolutions towards the end of the meeting. So we're going to go forward with the correspondence. There is none. Ms. Crawford, can you give us the executive report, please?
So the revenue that we received in January from HUD basically was $68,000 for Bowman, $55,000 for Dunbar and Turkeys. We received $16,000 from capital funds for the Ross Grant, and we received $26,755 from HUD for supplementing us with paying utilities. So that revenue was a total of $166,469, a little bit more than the previous month, December, and that's because of we didn't draw down for utilities last month, reimbursement for utilities. Other revenue, last month was $5,131. In January, it was $3,923, and that difference was because the health center paid double in December 30, didn't have to pay in January. Total tenant charges for January, $155,221, which was very similar to December, $154,148. Total amount collected from tenants for the month of December, $158,419. For January, $160,413. Collected from the tenants through the 5th was $66,000 in December, $77,000 in January. So the total collected for December was $114,715. Total collected for January was $103,489. That means we added to the balance. $39,433 was the unpaid tenant balance for the month of December. For the month of January, $56,924 were outstanding for that month. So all outstanding tenant charges, all for December was $837,510. January, it increased to $894,434. So for our bills paid for the month, in January, we paid out $283,559. December, we paid out $313,367. Some of the differences were we paid $39,000 for a pilot payment. We paid that periodically. The time comes that we do a formula, and that's what we paid the city, because we don't pay taxes based on the regular tax roll. So we paid that $39,000 in December. That's why we have a smaller amount that we paid out in January. We received from the Ross Grant, as I said, in January, $14,408. In capital funds, we received $1,613 in January. Court proceedings, we haven't had any activity. We have a few people in court, but nothing has happened to them. They are still just waiting for the judge to do what he doesn't do.
Yeah, he doesn't.
For tenant repayment agreements, we still offer, they still there, and we have quite a few. Some of the tenants pay it, some of the tenants do not, but we still offer it, and we will continue to do so. Work orders that we received for January were 124, and completed in January were 124. For our unit turnovers, by the end of the month, January, we have 5 vacancies, and 2 of those have been shown, so we're waiting to see whether they're going to, the people that have been shown the units are going to accept them or not. Bed bug summary, we didn't have any for the month. Tenant accounts receivable, which I've just gone over with you, we have it here again. The bottom line is we have 273 units. Past due the number passed due in December was 249 households of the 273 owed a balance. In January, 254 of the 273 units owed the balance. That means that 93% of the people that live in public housing owed that total of $894,433. For our police activity reports for the week of January 10 through 16, there were 27 visits to Bowman Towers, 24 were routine, the other three were a parking complaint, a dispute, and a larceny. At Dunbar Heights for the same period, there were 30 visits, 27 were routine, three were calls, one was for a dispute, one was for an unwanted party, and one was for a suspicious activity. For the month of January 24th through 30th, Bowman Towers had 27 visits, 20 were routine. The seven were two parking complaints, a domestic, disorderly group, a noise, a dispute, and a suspicious activity call. Dunbar Heights for the same period had 29 visits from the police, 26 were routine or follow-up. The other three were a traffic stop, an EDP, and a suspicious activity. Requests for proposals were done last month. We did one for the attorney. Our attorney is the only one that responded. We don't need a resolution for that because last year when we brought him on board, we brought him on for a one-year contract with the option to renew for two additional years. So I took the option to renew for the second year. Our request for qualifications for independent auditor were put out. You see what the minimum criteria was. They have some mandatory requirements that they have to put in. Technical capabilities, technical approach, experience with housing authorities, audit approach, and fees for service. We received four respondents. Of the four, we gave them points for whatever they had answered that we had asked of them. The bottom line is they could all do audits because they all do audits and they do them for housing authorities. So it really boiled down to what the costs would be. And for the highest cost, I gave the lowest score, and for the lowest cost, I gave the highest score. Lowest price for the highest score was Malcolm Johnson. They've done housing authorities, Peekskill Housing Authorities audit for maybe 4 years so far. Their cost was much lower than the others. So there's a board resolution that will be needed to accept Malcolm Johnson as independent auditors for the housing authority for a year with additional years up to a maximum of three. Request for proposals for pest control. We had two respondents. As usual, they could both do, they do pest control, so they could do pest control. So I boiled it down to how much they charge us for various items and averaged it out. On a monthly basis, the pest master was the lowest for the month, but they charged so many extras for services other than the main one that they came in at a higher price than Pest Tech. So Pest Tech I gave 100 points to and 90 to Pest Master just based on what they charge for additional services that go along with pest control. So a board resolution will be asked for to accept Pest Tech solutions. We had a modification to our procurement policy handed down by HUD that we can increase our threshold for small purchases from $150,000 to $250,000. That's been modified in our procurement policy. The policy is out for review for 30 days. It will be asked for a vote to accept that in the next meeting. Contracts that are going to be put out in the next 2 months will be a fee accountant, answering service, lead-based paint testing, admissions and occupancy policy update, elevator replacement, Dunbar Heights oil tank replacement, Bowman Towers partial boiler replacement, and air conditioner for the administrative office. For the emergency solutions grant, that's the grant out there that can pay, is looking to pay up to 3 months' rent for certain households. There was criteria that was necessary for households to be eligible. We worked with the agency, ESG, to distinguish which of those tenants we would be able to assist. We came up with 134 households, and we sent them notices that they could apply, that they needed to give us a release so that we could give their information to ESG. 52 people so far have responded and given us that information. So ESG is working on those 52. We're sending out and trying to contact the others that did not respond to just make sure they know that it exists in case they, I don't know what, but we just want to give them one more chance to do this. We have one person that says she gave us the paperwork, but she said she decided she didn't want to do it because she's going to come up with another way to pay. So everybody else, I think, of the 52 are on board, and they're with the agency, and we don't have to do anything with them now that we send that in. We had a rent cafe contest, and that was to try to get more people involved in using the tenant software for the agency. We hadn't gotten so many, but so we just did anyone that joined or anyone that paid their rent through Rent Cafe for the previous month at the tenant meeting. There was a raffle, and Bowman Towers, there was a winner, and for Turnkeys, there was a winner. Dunbar and Turnkeys, there was a winner. When I wrote this, they had not done the contest for Bowman Towers, but they have done it now. Those tenants have been notified, and they get a $50 gift card. We will continue that for the next couple of months so that hopefully we can get more people to participate with using the Rent Cafe system. At the financial highlights for the previous month, previous 2 months, for revenue, the tenant rent charged was about the same in December and January, $154,000 and $155,000. Total rent collected in December was $114,000 and January, $103,000. Operating subsidy, we had budgeted for $116,600. For the month of January, we received $123,694, which was a little bit more than we budgeted. Legal repositioning fees, we didn't pay any in December. We paid $1,613 in January. As I said before, Ross expenses, we paid $14,000 in January, and we get that money directly from HUD. That doesn't come out of Peekskill Housing Authority operating. Shortfall funds we get from HUD. That's money that, because our utility bills this year are so astronomical, we're using those shortfall funds to help supplement us. And for January, we drew down $26,755. The total HUD revenue, as I said before, was $166,469 for January, $144,000 in December. Expenses, utilities are our big deal. As I said, we budgeted $65,416. Our actual utility bills for January were $141,606. That includes water and sewer, which is not a monthly payment, but we have to pay it quarterly, and that included that. Maintenance costs are under budget, and the extraordinary items that we've had this fiscal year, at Park Street, we had to do a channel drain for $6,000. In Bowman Towers, we had to do a boiler valve replacement and rebuild a leaking copper pipe that was $5,700. These are items that we had not budgeted for. And at Dunbar Heights, we have a tank rental deposit, because we have to have the oil tank there removed, $3,750, so that's a total of $15,519 of costs that we've already had to pay that we did not budget for. Pending grants that we have for the Dunbar Heights bathrooms, $600,000 they would cost with over a three-year period, so it would be $200,000 for each of the 3 years for the Housing Authority to supplement. Dunbar Heights kitchens, will be at some point state-funded for some number of kitchens. But we, the environmental review is complete, and we're just waiting for her to approve that, and then we'll get to the next phase of how that's going to happen. For the tenant portal at Rent Cafe, in January, we had two additional people register for using that tenant portal. We had 36 people pay their rent, a total of $18,175. In December, we had same two registered and $14,799. So it did increase a little bit. Registered by site to date, Bowman Towers has 31 registered, Dunbar Heights has 29. 1431 Park Street has 15, 1719 Park Street has 8, and 1227 Howard Street has 2, for a total of 85 tenants have registered to use the tenant portal. Wait list applicants have registered pretty aggressively because we have 69 people on the wait list that are able to use it to find out their wait list status at any given time. Activity to date, there have been 8 work orders placed in the system, 334 requests for balances due, 115 updated personal information, including the wait list, and there's been no activity in the portal for uploading recertification documents or for communication with staff.
Thank you, Ms. Crosby.
I have two questions. For the unit turnovers, are the and the people who are scheduled to move in, are they seniors or disabled people?
They come off the wait list. I don't know if they're senior or disabled. We have to go by the wait list.
Okay, because someone called me and they said they were on the wait list, and they were told numerous times that they are only, and they got a letter in the mail or email, they were told that they were only taking seniors and disabled.
That is correct. No, that's not correct.
So that's not correct.
We're only taking applications. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
The wait list is always open
mm-hmm.
for elderly and handicapped.
Right.
But it is not open for anyone else because we have so many people on the wait list. So that's what that's about. It's not, we don't take anybody. And once you're on the list, it goes by the list. It doesn't go by we choose gets that one, we choose that one. You go by the list. And that is monitored by HUD, and it's very strictly enforced.
I'll bring in her documentation because she said she wasn't given an opportunity to get on the list.
Well, then she's not elderly handicapped.
Because when she applied, they told her that they were not taking any other people to put them on the list.
Except elderly and disabled, and that is correct. That's the policy.
I'll bring her policy. I was glad to see that January didn't have an elevated repair fee. That was a good thing. And when the system got broken out here, when Dunbar didn't have heat for a couple of days, is that expense calculated in here? The oil tank, I can remember. I think it had to be, was it February or January when Dunbar didn't have propane? You didn't have heat?
No, that was not true. We did have propane.
January.
And we didn't have, the system was not showing that there was any problem with the system. That was when we had those very cold days, very cold. What maintenance figured out was that because we have an above ground oil tank now, which we never had before, and those pipes run above ground, it was too cold for the oil to register with the heating system. So cold does not freeze oil, but cold makes oil sluggish. So the sluggishness of the oil was not telling the system that we had oil, so it would turn itself off. So as soon as somebody called in maintenance, got the call, they came in, they turned it back on, and it came back on. And that happened 2 days. But it took maintenance that amount of time to figure, well, we don't have a problem, we gotta figure out what this might be. And once they did that, it was fine.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I know.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
I don't know whether it was more than 1 or 2 days or not.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was 2 days.
But do we have a contingency plan in place if something like this happens? Because it's kind of obvious if something is above ground and God forbid it's going to get cold, we can't predict the weather.
It's not obvious to us because we've never had above ground. It was always underground. We had to move it to above ground.
Even underground sometimes can freeze.
Well, we've never had it freeze underground.
It should be some type of contingency plans in place just in case something may happen.
Well, I don't know how we have a contingency plan for everything that could happen.
No, I'm saying in the future because it's still up above ground.
Okay.
And we're still not out of winter, so just in case.
Well, they've already done it now.
Okay.
What did they do?
They got insulation for all of the pipes above ground. They got an additive that went into the oil tank to keep it from getting sluggish. And they got foam that covered up all of the basement openings where they have those vents. They closed up all the vents.
Okay.
And that's what they did. And once they did that.
Oh, okay, okay.
And they had to figure it out. I mean, nobody knew what it was. They just figured it out.
Yeah, well, thank God that they did because.
And quickly.
Yes.
In the Inspire inspection, page 5. Okay, physical conditions is a maximum of 440, and we only got 28. What are the deficiencies that are physical conditions?
Could be didn't have any smoke detectors, which people take down. It could be just broken anything in the unit, anything. They go through the whole unit and whatever they find in the building. Let's say sometimes people have a broken mirror in their unit. That's a deficiency. All kinds of things. If your stove doesn't work, if you have the seal around your refrigerator is not tight, if your GFCI is not working, everything. It's just a thousand different things.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a little partial. I didn't know. So when I see all these short funds and all these capital funds and then you're over and this is for bathrooms and kitchens and we don't have the basic operating elevator, like, when does Bowling to get some of this kind of money?
With that kind of money.
It's Dunbar, but we don't have it.
Dunbar, yes.
That kind of money was offered to the house.
Yeah,
it wasn't, like, we didn't go get it. Agencies out there wanted to do that, so that's where that money came from.
Yeah.
There's been no offer for doing it at Bowman because, like you were saying, nothing gets done at Bowman. Well, for a long time, Dunbar High said nothing got done at Dunbar.
And it's still not getting done.
So now things are getting done at Dunbar, and Bowman's saying nothing get done there. Well, you know, that was what everybody, Turnkeys and Dunbar said. Why Bowman get everything? We never got anything.
I just want an elevator that works for the town.
Well,
it's been working, and we're going to put out an RFQ for it at some point in the next couple of months.
Louis, can I say something?
Oh,
I think that when we talk about the rent cafe and there's no communication with staff, I think that's a problem that we need to address anyway.
Well, that means that the tenant has to communicate with us through rent cafe.
Yeah, but most of the tenants in Bowman, they don't know how to communicate with staff because they always say,
that's
you know, nothing
right.
happens.
That's
nothing,
right.
No one takes
well,
care of
not,
it.
We're there to communicate with them. We respond to every single thing that we get. That's all I can do.
And
there are a lot of tenants that say, no, we don't want to call the housing authority. Well, I can't make them.
Excuse me, Jessica, you live in housing too?
Yeah.
Where you live at, sweetie?
Bowman.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Okay. In the last meeting, it's on page 9 for new business. I said there should be elderly tenants and the door should be marked, that we should know who the elderly tenants are in case of an emergency because we've had it lately. And in the last meeting, they said it was taken care of. How was it taken care of?
We had
a list now?
Dawn Benson told you that last time because she came to us with that issue a few months ago. And we contacted all of the tenants and said, if you want this on your door, let us know and we would put it there. But we.
I'm a handicapped person in the building.
And you had got one.
Well, if you want one, you just call the office and we'd be glad to give it to you.
Yeah, but my point is, if I'm in the building and you said you went and did the building, I mean, I didn't get it.
That's right.
So how do I know everybody else got it?
Well, people did get it, and we did put some on, but I can't make people do everything. And you didn't, I mean, people don't get things, they say. We put them out there, I can't make people get them. We stick them in the door, we find them in the hall, we find them in the trash compactor. We put them in the door. and that does happen.
So, Ms. Crossland, if you don't mind me asking, first of all, good evening. Sorry for being late. So is there something that can be sent out to the tenant saying if you feel that you need a handicap sticker, please come downstairs and we'll issue you one? I mean, has that gone out?
Do you know if they followed up?
First of all, when you look at people's stuff and you know who's handicapped, when you look up us, when you look in our files and we go pay our rent, you know who's handicapped because it's on there. Because I got a handicap apartment and there's nothing on mine either. So they know whose apartment is what. They're not doing their job. They just want the rent paid.
Well, nobody's paying the rent, so that ain't happening.
I know.
So I'm just saying for...
Everybody doesn't want it.
Yeah, so I mean, so at least you've put it out there that it is available for anyone who wants it. So therefore, communication is key. And so, just like Jessica's asking,
Put it in the newsletter way back when we did it. And we put it on...
Just sidebar on the last one, it was very pretty, but so red, you couldn't read half of the stuff that was going on. So we get a newsletter, but it was trying to... it didn't look like this, that's for sure. You got the nice one.
But Miss Houston, Valerie's mother been sick and handicapped for years. They know that. She's the one that had the problems. They ain't got a handicap thing on it. Y'all know who got handicap problems and who don't. When you look in our files, you see who got disability apartments and all that, who got disability. They know all that. So they're not doing their job. So I don't want to hear nothing else about that they're doing their job. I shouldn't have to call you. When you know
my thing is at this point of the juncture, Val, just making sure. And then the other thing too, Diane, if you need your handicap.
Honey, they don't do nothing for me. So I can't wait to get my tour because I'm with Tatum. That's who I came down here for, you. That's who I came down here for. That's who I'm waiting for.
Okay.
And I'm tired of you whispering, Patricia.
The laundry room, we have well over 100 units at Bowman. And right now we have two operating machines.
Two what?
Operating washer machines. Now, they say, call this number or something. So we call. When you call that number, they say, take it to housing.
Well,
so how do we fix that?
We don't do anything with the machines unless it's, like, if it's water coming out of it, maintenance has to go and do that, but... We don't know how to fix machines.
But who calls them? Because they're saying
They own the machines. Maybe they're telling you to call us so we can call them, which we can do if somebody wants us to do that. If you don't want to call the number, we can call them. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. We don't own them.
Yeah, because I was under the impression, because I thought it was some sort of a revenue that you guys get in regards to the laundromat.
We do. They run it. They give us some portion of what they collect.
Yeah, so just because you guys set up the contract with them, if the tenants are coming and saying that X amount of machines are not working, you know, since you have that communication with them, if someone could please call.
We do.
You know, I know on a couple of tenants, you know, have said to me, and there's only two machines working, you know, and there's an individual that cleans the machines, correct? They clean the laundry room.
The black lady cleans down here at Bowman Tower. The big fat episode of my black lady.
So if she comes in, she should really be the one, I mean, besides the tenants, to say that the machines.
She'll let us know that she's called.
Oh, okay. So she's the one that calls?
Yeah, and when you call, I mean, they don't just come right now. They come when they get to come. I'm sure they got other machines out too, so it's not like with us where we can try to get to you in 24 hours.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, especially when you have that many people in that building.
She tells us that she called.
But you know what I'm saying? For them to be allowed to have their machines there, they should be held accountable to do a better job.
They are held accountable, but they're not the ones that use them. Those machines get hard work.
No, I'm not saying that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, they do.
Mm-hmm.
So they do what
But I'm saying, but when they break, they need to be more diligent in fixing it.
Well, they do. They figure they are diligent.
They do not fix them. This man.
Is there a contract that goes out for that?
No. You can do one in the next month or two.
Okay. Maybe we can get someone to...
Do it Monday, Tuesday.
Take a look at it, give us some bids, and someone will... Be a little bit more responsive to, because there are a lot of tenants there, and you know, just having two working. not a given. I'll take a look at that.
I have one more question, Billy. How was the ESG application distributed to the tenants? Because it's 94% of the tenants are behind in rent, and you only had a couple of people apply for this ESG. How is it being assimilated, distributed to the tenants so they all know about this?
It went to each tenant because everybody is not eligible. So we had to go through the files. We had to meet with ESG. They told us what criteria was. We went through our files. If you see who met that criteria, those people got an individual notice. And many of them, I mean, not a lot of them, but some have responded and many have not.
No.
So we're sending out, you know, we're trying to touch base with them by phone or another note or something, just in case they missed it.
The criteria for the ESG is that a household had to have income, had to be below 30% of the adjusted median income for the county. So, that had to be in place before a household could even be invited to apply.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I'm saying there should be more tenants that qualify.
Yeah, but there was this background.
Looking at the numbers, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm just
looks like about 51% of tenants.
Right.
By the information
would be nice.
That you
would
all
be nice. If it catches
it's
up.
Not even 20%.
Okay.
This will catch us up. Funds will catch
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
You know, if more people apply, I'm just, you know,
and Jackie,
thinking
you
about the outreach.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jackie. I just because someone brought something to my attention the other day when I was coming in, and they indicated that they received a letter of some sort indicating that they owed back rent, and they stated that they do not owe back rent, and they have all their receipts. What they owed was
other fees. Yeah.
So is that under the criteria, or is mm-hmm. this all
just rent?
It's just about rent. So because they indicated that they showed that they got all of their receipts that show that they did not owe it, but they were also trying to be evicted for late fees that had not been paid. So I'm just bringing out that, especially when you're talking about this.
No.
I don't want to pull their name out, but I'm just bringing it out to your attention since this was brought up, that, you know, that was something. So she felt like that maybe you were trying to use that to try to get the funds that...
Well, one of the criteria was everybody that is eligible, we have to send them a document saying we're taking you to court for eviction. The program says we must do that. But we said to the tenants, we're not sending these to court because court's not doing anything for us anyway, but they have to show that they could be evicted before they will consider them for making the payment.
Okay, because they felt like maybe you were just trying to use them or trying to say that they owed this rent in order to get the money for whatever the program is.
But once we send the information to the agency, we have nothing else to do with it. They will weed that out because we don't have anything else to do. All we have to do is see who's eligible, send them the information, send it to the agency, and then they take over. We don't have anything else to do with it.
Okay,
but they will tell them there, you know, no, we can't help you, or yes, we can, or whatever.
So
it's going to be a while. It's going to be a while.
So I'm sorry to cut you off. So you go through each person's file and see who owes a certain amount of rent.
We go into the computer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go through the file.
I'm in normal school. I'm sorry, but
yes,
you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Don't be fresh about it. You know what I'm saying.
You know me.
So
this 134 is out of the 273 units. We have 273 units in Peekskill, right? And 134 of those units are eligible for the ESG, correct?
That's what it says here.
And out of that 134, only 42, only 52 responded. So we need, I guess, to submit again some documents to these people because maybe they don't understand. It could be a communication thing, but they don't understand the paperwork. And sometimes you get paperwork in the mail and you don't understand what he's talking about, especially rent and money. They might feel, you know, really insecure with filling stuff out. I don't know. Because this seems like this would bring the housing, you know, some money into the housing authority, and this is a good thing for us. So, this is.
Somebody the other day, like, I got that paper, but I don't know what I did with it, and, you know, just different stuff, you know, they, well, a lot of times they don't read it.
And return the release forms.
A lot of them just don't read it. One person called and said she's the father, she doesn't want it anymore, she's not gonna take it. They say, well, you tell that to the agency and they'll deal with it.
But I wonder if that's just because if you just reform it.
Ms. Simpkins, they also sent that paperwork out to those that's not even backed up and ready. I called when I was at work the other day, all the girls that worked with me, some of them live down here in Dunbar, they got that ESG thing.
No.
We called the other day on lunch break, and the lady was like, I don't know why you got that letter, cause her rent is only $1,225. She was like, she's giving housing $500 tomorrow, cause we get paid tomorrow. And she's wondering, she was like, I don't even know why you got that letter. So why y'all sending it to people? Y'all need to send it to the ones that's $7,000 behind anybody, not those that's $1,052. That's nothing.
They used to do this, and she goes through it.
That's why she turned. This is why I can't, this is what I'm saying. I can't get nothing done, cause when I try to talk to her, this is why I get nasty with it. Cause when I try to talk to her, she goes just like this. So you need to watch the landlord, because that's why my apartment is still messed up. Due to these two, the 18 holes in my ceiling that have been like that since January 14th. Let's have you up and get this over with, because I came down here.
Do you have any questions?
No, it was the laundry and another report for the exterminator. I don't know what it is. It says nothing for 2022, 2023.
Bed bugs.
They have come, right?
That's a bed bug zone.
Oh, that's just
the
bed
bugs.
Bed bugs.
Okay. I'm gonna jump on top. Are you done?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go just jump on top, get the approval of the minutes, and get a motion for the revision of the January regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second with necessary corrections.
Okay. Any comments or concerns on them?
Will be a cutoff time, but we will continue to send until they say we can't send anymore.
But is the cutoff time, did they give you a date?
So I'm going to go forward and ask for those in favor.
Gotcha.
Aye.
Any opposed? Being none, the resolution passes. Our council's report.
Give a summary. As mentioned, we have, I think there are five proceedings pending in the city court. Proceeding meaning they were started, we're in court, but we don't have any decision on them yet. Sometimes, in most cases, they're represented by counsel, either legal services or some other counsel. We did have two judgments and warrants that were issued by the judge. In both of those, once the marshal served his notice, the city marshal served his notice, the tenants filed what are called order to show cause, which is a form to get back into court in front of the judge. Those were both in court again. One of them is now still pending. It involved a tenant who failed to file recertification, and now they're attempting to file their recertification to correct it. The other was denied by the judge. A new warrant was submitted, and that presumably will be forwarded to the city marshal to proceed with eviction. I've been referred by the office a number of matters concerning complaints, either for failure to file recertification, smoking, other violations by tenants. We've served a couple of batches of termination notices. First, there's a notice that's served, and then after that, if it's not corrected, we go to an eviction proceeding. So I think we have probably seven or eight of those that are in the process or have been served. And once those times are up, we'll then bring eviction proceedings based on those. As to non-payments, as you know, there is the ERAP program. Just an update on that is, as of January 20th, it's the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, that's the New York State agency that administers the ERAP program, notified that they've closed the portal, which means tenants can no longer file for that program. As of now, it's shut down. Well, the new applications are shut down. Anyone who has filed, it is still pending, and they presumably will still go through to make a determination whether someone is qualified or not qualified to get benefits. Unfortunately, two things for the Housing Authority. One is that the notice has been up for quite some time for the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance that tenants whose rent is adjusted based on their income, such as public housing and also Section 8, are only considered, and their applications will only be considered once all other applications are considered. So they've baldly stated they are not currently considering any applications for public housing tenants. So while it's filed, they're saying at this point, at this juncture, we're not even processing, we're not doing anything on those, because all the others have to be dealt with first. So currently, you're at a standstill, and there's really not any current hope, unless there's a change, more money, or they process all the others, that any public housing tenant who filed an ERAP application is going to get money paid. At least that's what their current announcement is. What is the same is that the ERAP law, when it was passed, said that once a tenant files an application, there's a stay on any eviction proceeding. So if we haven't brought one, we're not supposed to bring one. If we do bring one, we have to basically sit on our hands and wait until the application is processed. But currently, they're not processing it. So I don't think we're going to get any answers for them. It's just going to show under review, which is what the site says, and that's all we're going to get. So currently, those tenants who filed, we're in a situation where you're not going to get any money, but in court, basically, until or unless the law has changed, we can't proceed with any sort of eviction against the tenant. That's the current status. The only thing I can say just legally is that there have been a number of landlords who have brought proceedings in individual courts where they asked the judge, despite the ERAP law, exercise their discretion and ability to vacate a stay and remove the stay because of the particular circumstances. But that's on a case-by-case basis. That's not a law from Albany. It's just what individual courts here and there have decided. There's no appellate court or controlling court case that says this is what the case is going to be going forward concerning ERAP applications for public housing tenants. So we're left with just individual cases where judges had some cases based on motions brought have said, okay, in this case, we don't believe the tenant's entitled to get continue an ERAP stay, or they wouldn't qualify for relief and therefore vacate the stay. But other than that, on an individual case-by-case basis, the law still says there's a stay, even though the agency says we don't have any money to pay anybody, or we're not processing applications for public housing tenants, which is your concern.
Right. Shouldn't the ERAP tenants that were on that list that we know now that may never get money be qualified for the ESG? Because technically they're behind and they should fall in that category now.
I don't know. There are criteria for that.
I mean, if they fit the criteria for ERAP, they're going to fit the criteria for ESG.
I don't know if that's the case. The EIG has its own criteria.
Right.
ERAP,
okay, but some may.
Yeah, ERAP has certain rules about when someone would qualify. There has to be a loss in income. There's a few general considerations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether the two coincide. There's nothing, I think, that prevents someone who's filed an ERAP, at least as far as I know, from filing the EIG and getting some assistance.
Right.
But those will be processed according to their criteria. The ERAP isn't done by the landlord.
Right.
It's done by the tenant. The tenant files, and basically if they get a number and they filed an application and still marked as pending, they get the benefit of the stay. That's the way the law was written. I mean, the law was written so that it presumed people would file, and within a couple months they get an answer, and there'd be some money.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the way it's worked out. These things have been pending for a long time, and they're going to continue to be pending because they're saying they're not going to decide them.
Okay.
So that's what we're left with.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 years E-Rap been running. I mean, Judge Johnson don't care. He tell you if you got an E-Rap problem, but not, you know, it's already taken care of. Judge Johnson telling you that in the courtroom. Don't they got a number? Once you say yeah, he telling you to go on about your business. I write Judge Johnson. Trust that. I'm in that book.
Any questions?
But anyway, that's the current status of stuff.
Any questions on it? Move on to unfinished business. Being none, we'll go on to new business. I need a motion for a resolution for our January monthly bills. Can I get a motion? Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, any comments, concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Being none, the motion passes. Our pest control services proposals. I think you guys got a chance to take a look at that. Ms. Crosland spoke on each proposal, and it's really based on the numbers. Services are just about the same. Mm-hmm. And first number that came through was the one for the pest tech. So I need a resolution to award the contract Pest control services.
Yeah. You mean resolution or make a motion?
A motion for the resolution.
Okay. I'll move. Second.
Okay. Any comments, concerns? All in favor? Any opposed? The motion passes. Also need a motion for the resolution of independent audit services to award it to Mark Johnson CPA. As Ms. Crosland mentioned, we got four proposals that were highly qualified on all the ins and outs of doing the services. Mark Johnson has done it for us in the past, and it came down to the number, and I looked at all the numbers. They were really the most qualified, and the numbers was the lowest. So okay, can I get a motion to award?
Can I just have a comment?
Let's get the motion first. Have the motion.
You make the motion, then you discuss, and then you vote. So you can discuss or ask questions after the motion's on the floor. That's technically the way it works.
So move on. You okay with that, Jessica? I don't want to.
Yeah, because we're not approving it right now.
No. Okay. Let's vote it after you discuss it. That's the procedure.
Can we get a second?
Second.
Okay. Comments or concerns?
No. Okay. I know that by the points, you know, Malcolm is, I think it's Malcolm, right? Mm-hmm. It works. Now, the group, you know, the Zimmerman group, they have a lot of experience with troubled authorities, where the other one does not. When you're taking care of audits for Newark, New Jersey, and Long Island, and these are troubled authorities like we are. So I'm just
not
concerned with the experience.
We are not a troubled authority.
Well, we all close to $1 million?
We are not a troubled authority.
HUD makes
that designation.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, and we are not troubled.
Okay, but we're still a million in the hole.
We're in the hole, but that's because people don't pay. That doesn't make us a troubled. Troubled authority means the way you operate. There's certain criteria that HUD uses for that. And then they will designate you as troubled. And then you have to operate a whole different way. But we are not a troubled housing authority.
I'm troubled by what we owe, because we can't do anything. When we have an auditor like this, they file a heap like him. I've looked at the authorities he's done. They not only are doing your audits, but they file everything with HUD.
Yeah.
And they stay on top of all the changes because HUD is changing something all the time. And he's going for any money that's available. You apply for everything and anything. And that's the kind of company that is. I'm just wondering if the company, since you've used him before,
This is an independent audit. They come in, they take a look at the stuff that you've done for the year. That's all they do. They have a criteria. HUD says the independent auditor has to look at certain things. That's what they look at. They don't look at whether you're troubled or anything. They come in and they look at what they're supposed to. They're certified auditors for this purpose. That's all they do. They do what they do. They don't say, are you troubled? And we're not. They just go by the criteria that they have. It's just an audit to see if we've done what we're supposed to do financially for that year. And we get one every year. This is an independent one.
But I know that, but the company who does your audit, that's how you get more for your money.
We're gonna get more for our money because the one that we're choosing charges us $10,000 a year. The others charge us $15 to $20. So that's, we're getting our money's worth. And they're excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, they are excellent.
Some of these things here are special things. You don't have to do housing. You don't get into it. Any other concerns? Thanks for reading through that, Ms. Martinez. So thanks for reading through that and bringing your concerns up. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
Any abstain? One abstain? Motion passes. We'll go down to our tenants' comments and concerns. What I'm gonna ask is state your name.
Diane Hines, apartment 10A.
State your name, your apartment. And what I ask is that you respectfully tell us what your concern is, and we'll address it.
Okay, Diane Hines, 10A.
We'll get back to and address it to you. We're not gonna address.
Miss Houston seen the 18 holes in my ceiling since January. Now, Tatum did send Dylan there. He came January 13th. I was at home the 14th. He was supposed to come back the 15th. He went and got his tooth pulled. The man said he'd be back. January 17th, me and her got into an argument, very bad argument, so I called the police because I told them what I wanted to do to her. Me and Tatum got into it. It seems like since we've been, I came to your house and showed you them 18 holes in my ceiling. Do I still got them? Why you didn't send them back, Tatum? Why you didn't send Dylan back to my house? Why I still got 18 holes in my house? Louis, you're a chairman. All you do is sit in the chair. When I try to get something done, can't get nothing done. You know why we got heat and hot water now? Because Diane called Albany, and I called them people. They came down here with the housing to make sure they did that. I called Val to tell her first. The people knocking at my door because I'm tired of us not having heat and hot water. Now, a lot of people at Dunbar, you can tell they don't get up, wash their faces and their asses because they don't call. And then when they pick up, Louis, you call emergency hotline right now to see if you can pick up. Call right down on your phone and see if you pick up.
You have 18 holes in your ceiling.
Yes, I do got 18 holes in my ceiling.
Okay, we'll take Miss Houston,
did you see them?
Yeah.
Still got them.
Okay, well,
and something else, since Tatum, since me and her got into it, she knows I'm telling her about the people that live next door because I know they're not on the lease. I know they're rooming out that house next door to me because now I'm hearing people coming at 2:30 in the morning. She arguing with me where I live at. She don't live where I live at. You ain't even been in the house in a whole year. So since me and her had that argument, January the 17th, she ain't seen nobody. So by her lying, talking about maintenance, what been done, my apartment haven't been done. 24 in the back B ain't been done. That lady got a hole in her ceiling because I work with her. Number 6B right here, they not done. So don't tell me that everything been getting done. And Louis, you've been on their side since. Use a flip-flop. You're a pancake.
I haven't said anything.
Tired of that.
You have 18 holes in your ceiling.
18 holes. You want to see them? Would you like to see them? That's what's wrong. You don't never want to check nothing out. That's why I don't deal with you.
If you said it's 18 holes, we'll send someone to take a look at it and fix it.
Why do you have to take now? Ask her. This is what's wrong. Y'all not getting in their ass when they don't do their job. Just like they know who get disability and all that. Ask her why she didn't send Dylan back. You said that shit get done. If a maintenance work, and let me tell you, want me to show you what I wrote, Albany? Y'all got 5 to 7 days to do maintenance work.
What's your next concern?
That's my concern.
Okay.
And now I still got mold in my house. And do you want to see my other thing? Now I got a tenant's harassment on her. You see, she ain't saying nothing. Because every time Tick say something, she try to tack it up. This needs to stop. Get in your shit, Louis. Do your job, Louis. Don't tell me to keep it cool. Because I keep telling you, you ain't came in my apartment. Do you live in there with mold? No, you do not. When I just asked you to see the pictures, what did you just say? You said no. So you really don't give two shits. But Miss Houston seen it.
Okay.
You think somebody gonna ask her why she didn't send Dylan back? Why I still got 18 holes in my apartment, Louis? This ain't golf.
Any other comments or concerns?
Why it didn't get done, Louis?
Okay.
Why didn't it get done, Louis?
We're gonna make sure it get done.
Yeah, cause thank you, cause Jackie calls that for me. Cause you does nothing, Louis. Why you can't answer what I'm saying to you? Why you can't answer? You sitting in that chair doing nothing. That's all you do.
That we're gonna take your comments, concerns, and we're gonna address them. I'm gonna express them here.
Why we have to wait to talk to you? And any other time, we can call Ms. Houston and we can call Ms. Simpkins. You don't take care of nothing. Call you for what? And you doing what you're doing it? Sitting in a chair as a chairman. That's all you do. You sit in a chair as a man. Louis, you does nothing. You does nothing. Val, I don't care. You know what I'm going through. I don't care nothing about that. You and her is kissy-kissy. I don't give a damn about y'all. I even called you. But why would I call housing? Why would I call housing? They don't answer my phone because they don't like me.
Did you
tell me why?
I was in the hospital. Yes, you do.
Yes. So, Louis, tell me why would I call them? I don't get no answer. You talking about they do their job. Could you answer something? Because you sit there trying to look like a pretty boy.
I'm not there, so I can't tell you.
All right, so answer that. Answer that. That's what I'm saying. That's all you do, a chairman sitting in the chair as a man.
We wanted to update about the back porches and the sidewalks. You told me already, but you know, everybody wanted to know. So are there any updates there? Because they're still putting them up the way they were, but they're finishing up now. Because I see them painting them and they're going fast.
They want money.
They're painting.
They're doing
them too
fast.
The back porches, those back porches.
They spray. When I walked through the other day, they were spray painting it. They were spray painting it like with the silver spray paint. Yes, that's the way they were doing it. But still, and all, at the end of the day, we're definitely going to have to put something down on the base of the porch, because if you tripped on it or anything like that, you would get scraped up. I'm quite sure you've seen them. Yeah. So we're gonna have to put some sort of carpet or indoor/outdoor carpeting on that base.
Is they gonna come file it down though?
No.
Is they gonna come paint it?
They
just throwing them together.
Well, they spray painted it.
They got three out here now.
Yeah, they spray painted it with the silver. I'm not sure why they spray painted it.
I think they should paint it.
But still, in all the way that the porches look,
yes.
I'm gonna have to put something for myself.
They
I'm gonna have to put something on the porch itself.
If you step on it, you're gonna cut your leg wide open.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because it's like Joy Boy or something like that.
And after they're complete,
man,
will there be a what do you call it? Will they come and check it? Will somebody come and investigate, take a look at it, and make sure that they're up to code and that they're what they're supposed to be?
Yeah.
I've lost the word because I'm tired, but inspection. There's the word. That's the word I was looking for. So somebody's gonna come out and inspect it. And who does that?
For them, the bonding company is gonna do it.
The bonding company.
We have a lady that says she did the architect down here. She don't even know what's going on. The lady that said, remember when I told you about?
Mm-hmm.
She don't even know. The lady that came out here to put the steps together. She don't even know. She know they putting it up too fast. She came out there. I said, Val, say something to her. She looking dumbfounded. She can't even believe. Half of them is too wide from half of the porches. But y'all don't come out here to look at nothing, to find out nothing. Louis, you can ignore me all you want. I'll be in your office tomorrow morning.
Let me speak.
The radiators. Can we set up a day where they'll go around and bleed the radiators?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what usually happens. So if they bleed the radiators, everybody know that they're coming to bleed the radiators. They'll have everything out of the way, and it'll be easier for them to bleed them, and we won't have so much air in the pipes.
When you call emergency housing, they do not pick up your phone.
Yeah, because that's what they used to do. They used to take 2 minutes and go around and
they're not
bleed
doing
all
that
the pipes.
No, they ain't doing that.
And it worked out better because then the heat would come up.
Now, how long we haven't had heat down at Dunbar until I called City Hall? I called you while you was in the hospital and told you the people's at my door. City Hall's at my door, and I'm bringing them down to the back.
Mm-hmm.
And they met we've been having heat ever since. Cause Diane's gonna get it done. I don't care what they talk. But if you call emergency housing right now, you will not get a soul on that phone. So what she talking about with the heat? That was something that was cold on the thing, and we put it on. They ain't came down here and plugged nothing. We was in the cold for 2.5 to 3 weeks at Dunbar, and that's the God honest truth. And Louis can keep looking at Val and talking about it.
Can
never
you
talk
please?
Let me
all right, we talking about the kitchen funding and update. What is the status of the funding and the work? You already went over that. You said that.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Yeah,
you were waiting for them to give us the money.
Okay. And then we did the gutters. They're doing them. I saw them doing them today. So.
Oh really?
There was whitewashing inside and out. Yeah.
Okay.
And
Well, when you say they came around and did the gutters, or they're doing it in piecemeal, or how are they doing it? Because I know half of my gutter is, part of it is falling down. Well, not the gutter itself, but the piece, when the water comes down and comes through the pipe, that's a part. So I'm just, did they come by to do the gutters? Would they have seen that piece hanging or off, or they were just focused? Huh?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
You put it in as a work order.
Oh, okay, I'm just mentioning it because she's mentioning the gutters, so if you're coming to do...
A lot of people just do the gutters.
Oh, okay.
The leaders will have to be cleaned out, because when you clean the gutters, it might go down the leader, so they have to do that too, but they're not there to repair the leaders.
Oh, okay, so bring that to their attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
The handicap apartment rent request in second court.
Handicap request for a rep in second court, and what is reasonable accommodation?
That same man that's doing it, been doing it for like 5 years? Is that somebody different? I can't tell you that. I have to know who it is. We have to know who it is.
Yeah, it's the same one.
Well, we can't put a ramp there because it's not enough space, and we've offered a reasonable accommodation to move him to Dunbar, but didn't want to Bowman Towers, but didn't want to go.
Okay.
So it'd be a code violation to put a ramp there.
Would it be possible for the Ross Coordinator to give workshops and public benefits and funding?
Valerie, can you repeat that, honey? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I said, is it possible for the Ross Coordinator to give seminars and workshops on public benefits and funding, so that people know, how to fill out the food stamp paper, or any help with this?
No, she'll refer you to a community action agency because they do that.
Yeah.
She'll refer you to who already does it. There's no need for her to do something that another agency is already doing. And she told me that she does that. She works with all of the agencies, and she refers you to where you need to go to get that done.
So she doesn't actually do the work. She directs you to the agency that will be able to address whatever needs that they have. But she's got to know, who needs what, what the need is. So for the people to come out.
She does a referral for things that already exist.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess if you get a list, Valerie, of all the people that need that type of assistance, and you can always... Find social services, the preservation committee over there, and they will do a seminar for you on how to fill out. Any citizens that need help?
It was a senior citizen. She's 77 years old.
God bless her.
And she's not literate, So I usually fill out the paper for her, and I usually do it. But I don't. But I've been in the hospital, so I didn't want to mess around, But so she didn't have nobody to fill it out.
Does she go to the senior center?
No.
She doesn't go to the senior center. Okay.
No. But you know what I'm saying? This is just an example of one tenant.
Right.
That's
somebody
what I'm saying.
That help.
Needs help. So I was thinking that that's what
she'll refer.
Yeah. But she can't get down.
Or she'll
there.
Call the agency that can do it, and then they take over from there, but she doesn't do what somebody's already doing.
Oh, okay. So what does she do?
She does her meeting. Her job is to help make tenants self sufficient. That's by education. Looking for jobs, literacy, whatever is going to help you be able to get self-sufficient, pay your own rent all the time. That's where her job is.
Okay.
That's what Ross is about, self-sufficiency.
So I just want to put it out there again. So if the person that you're speaking about needs assistance, and so maybe what you can do is speak to the Ross Coordinator and say, there's a tenant here that needs X, Y, and Z. What can you do to, what avenues can you give her to get the help that she needs to fill out whatever applications or different things like that, so at least utilize her, and so bring the two together, and then let her take it from there, if that makes any sense.
Is she mobile?
Barely.
God bless her.
She has no other agencies working with her.
If you go to social services, they're going to send someone.
Okay.
Who does paperwork, that does repairs, and goes to the post office for her.
if it's a medication for her, if she's not mobile. Driving services and those things.
Six B, right here behind y'all. She would, because she can't come in because of her kids right now, but we work together. Her door got kicked in, all right, she actually went on the police order this week to get the police report. Why is housing, she want to know why housing charging her for somebody breaking in her house, the doors off the hinges, I showed this lady the pictures. The doors off the hinges, the police got the video, it's on her phone, with the man kicking the door down. Now housing got all these cameras here, how y'all didn't see it, the girl's whole door is up, remember what I showed you? Whole door off. Housing asking her to pay for it when it was a break-in, why should she have to pay for something that somebody broke in her house? Why should she have to pay 700 and something change for her door to be fixed? I'm not understanding that. Keisha told her that if you don't come in with the police report, then you can't get it done. But the police showed her the video, because we got it, I just showed her the picture, this girl's whole door right here. Mm-hmm. She got cameras all in her house now. The whole door came off the hinges, dents off the ground. Why should I have to pay for something if somebody broke in my house? I'm not understanding that. Why should that happen? Why should she pay 700 and change for a door? Now she got about $6,000 worth of cameras in the house. She's right here behind y'all. She couldn't come tonight.
So let me just ask you, Keisha told her to get the police report?
Keisha told her to get the police report. The police already showed them the video. How's they know about this apartment? Same day that her house got broken in, maintenance man was right over here, fixing right across from her. That doesn't make sense. When she came home from work, she asked them what was going on. How y'all didn't see this? Y'all didn't see this man? This man's tearing the door up, kicking it. Kicked the whole door in, tore her whole door down. I just showed her the pictures of this lady's door. Then housing came and put wood up on it, two pieces of wood up on her door. Now her kids is having nightmares. When they come to the daycare and all that, they're crying. She don't feel safe in her apartment, because every time somebody knock at her door, she thinks something's going on. Yeah. You can't be serious. Why she gotta pay for that? Why she gotta pay for that?
There should be some victim assistance there or something.
Yeah.
That's a hardship.
And they're making her pay for it. Her whole door is down. This girl got $6,000 worth of cameras up in the house right now. 6B. You shouldn't have to pay for something that you're at work from 6 in the morning to 5 in the evening, and you come home and you find this. And they stole her kids' PlayStation and all that out of the house.
Oh, wow.
And we work together.
So she has a police report.
Yes, she do.
Okay, tell her to take the police report down to housing.
But if housing seen it on the camera, no. Why should you?
We gotta,
so you
gotta,
still
got
it. Okay, let her bring that here.
Because now they added that onto her rent. She's one of the ones with the ESG. Like I said,
okay.
At the job, I got 5 people I work with that live in Bowman. They all showed me that. I called them and asked them. I was like, I'm not believing this. Who is y'all working with? Y'all sending it out to certain people. Like I said, Dunbar had 3 people that undied in these apartments out here. Housing does not know about these 3 people that undied out here. And Ms. Bonnie, you know we just had 3 people that died. Mm-hmm. I bet housing don't know nothing about it. These apartments that can be rented and people can upgrade. But they talking about they know so much, they don't know nothing. And we got 3 deaths that's down here. I just found out my niece died in her apartment. I'm just finding out she's been dead for 2 months. 2 months. And lived out here in Dunbar.
What?
So when her mother told me, I was like, what? I had to come outside and see candles on her porch. You can't be serious.
Wow.
But you know who's living in there? Other people's living in her apartment. Cause my niece been deceased for 2 months. So people been living in her apartment. So I know housing is crooked because they've been collecting the rent and my niece been dead for 2 months. Just like Mr. Blue been going up there. This man passed away. Now it's been a month. Housing done nothing, but they're still collecting the rent. But his family's getting a lawyer right now, because I just told him. Now my girlfriend down at Bowman, Tatum, told my girlfriend, she works with me too. Young girl live on the first floor, studio apartment. Bathrooms, her kitchen sink, full of feces, cigarette butts, tampons, all this. Tatum know what I'm talking about. Young girl, 25 years old, we work together. She showed me them pictures. She can't come because she do college at night. She's become a lawyer. She pays $525 for her rent. I told her, stop paying your rent like I did. Let them take you to court and then show the judge that. Because she said Tatum told him, well, ain't no more coming up right now. This girl goes home and cleans this out when she get off of work. We all go home together. And when I seen it, I just left Bowman today. Now my stepmother, Mary Burkett, live at Bowman Towers. Her clothes got stuck in the laundromat last week. They called the man off the street that was walking behind Bowman. Because they called that number, The heavyset girl came downstairs, she said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. So I don't know what she said to the girl before then. The heavyset girl that cleaned the laundry, she said, I've been trying to get help. You know what they told her to do? Take a screwdriver, stick it on the side of the laundry machine to pop open the door. They did it for 3 hours down here. You know how long Miss Mary Burkett, and she said, Mary Burkett is my stepmother, that's my sister's family. Her clothes stayed in that machine for 3 hours. She had to get them out the next morning. So y'all telling me about the laundry machines? You can't be serious. Whenever my stepmother got to call me down here because her clothes, and they getting somebody that's walked beyond Bowman coming in there, and the man came in there with his bottle, he was drinking and all that, off the street, little Puerto Rican guy. He said, this is what we do down here, because he messes with somebody in Bowman. He said, the man told me, because Nate said, I'm not coming down here. This is what Nate Oglesby said. I'm not coming down here. He lived on the first floor. Nate said, I don't know nothing about it. Am I lying, Jessica?
Yeah.
Nate said, I don't know nothing about it. The man said, this is what you do. They told us, this. He said, this ain't the first time this happened. He said, they always catch me. We take the screwdriver, put it in the side of the washing machine and pop it open, but it wasn't working. That lady's clothes stayed in there all night. So I know what's going on down at Bowman. I goes around, I take pictures, and I write it down.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any comments, concerns?
I wanted to say something about the ESG, just to clarify. I got this information from Marguerite Brown, who's the director of the program who administers the ESG program. Three of the criteria that a household needs to make is an income below 30% of the AMI. They have to have in hand a 21-day notice for eviction.
Yeah, it says that on there too.
And they have to be ready to sit down and formulate a repayment agreement. So, but what this reflects is that over 50% of the residents in Peekskill Public Housing are very low and extremely low income households. And ultimately what that means, and this is not something that can be addressed today, is that if these households are evicted from public housing, they have no place to go. There is no other form of housing or shelter available to households who are some of whom are living in abject poverty. That's something that needs to be in awareness going forward. So a lot of people who are at risk of living under a bridge or no place. That's really stunning. Also, the ESG, for those households who are willing to participate in the program, who meet those criteria, will only cover 3 months. So that won't address any arrears that may exist for that household beyond 3 months. It's a serious situation.
For sure. Can I just get back to the laundry room? Because Ms. Crossland, you said something about getting somebody new in a couple of months or something to that effect. A new company?
Not for the laundry. I didn't say that.
Oh, what were you saying? I just wanted...
The contracts that we have coming up in the next few months, but the laundry was not one of them.
The laundry is not one of them. So is that something that we can look at? Because obviously there is an issue with the machines and the company that services them. Or even looking at not just having them serviced, but maybe getting some new machines and dryers in there. I mean, I haven't been in there in a minute, but still in all, I mean, if you're working off of two machines and they're always breaking down, you know, it almost sounds like the elevator situation. I don't want to bring that back up, but there's definitely an issue where somebody has to use a screwdriver to try and get their undies out. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is.
We're gonna be liable for the any damage to the machine. We don't want anybody using a screwdriver on the.
And then, God forbid you use a screwdriver and it pops back or hits you or something like that.
I don't know anything about that screwdriver. I don't know anything about that.
I know that you don't know anything about it, but my thing is always worrying about. You know, having, like you always say, a plan here. So I always like to try and, if there's a wet spot on the floor, why not just dry it up so nobody falls? That's always my mindset. Take care of the situation so that we don't have a bigger situation. So I'm just saying that, you know, if people have to worry about screwdrivers and two
that's
machines
use,
working
and
everything like that,
and
why not?
All the mice that's running around.
I'm just saying that just to take a look at maybe looking at a new service.
Popping out, baby. I go down there because I got a lot of family members.
Michelle,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I want to ask about ERAP. They say you guys have no funding for the ERAP, right? That people that's in low income housing. What is another alternative if you're back in your rent? And you're talking about this other program, and they're saying that people's not eligible if the income is not below a certain amount. So people with ERAP and we're not gonna get the help from ERAP. So the other one that y'all was talking about,
ESG.
The ESG is for a certain criteria.
Right, criteria.
So, like, I try to do it. They said that I get over. Okay. But I put it for ERAP.
Right. A couple of years ago, though, right?
Yeah.
So don't worry about it because the judge ain't putting no girl, let that stand right there. The judge ain't doing nothing.
Because
ERAP ran
right
out of money.
Yeah.
So
you
don't
want that.
Ever
ain't putting
know
you
out. If they ever going to get any money. But
yeah.
It's not your fault.
And the judge ain't gonna do nothing about Judge Johnson. It's like, get that out of court because he already knows. If you already got it, or if you want to ERAP, Judge Johnson ain't with nothing.
But just pay what you can pay. Pay, you know.
But like I said, the ESG is sending people letters for $1,025. So then when the girl called, because I called, I was like.
So what
are you saying?
They told her, they said, we don't know why you got this letter.
Because you made.
Because that's not.
You
back rent. That's not back rent. $1,025.
Oh,
they told her she. That doesn't mean nothing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? $1,025. She's giving a house, and they know she probably gave it to them today, the $500, and we get paid tomorrow. So that's what's going on, and they told her she does not qualify. And sometimes ESG don't pick up neither. So you can call them all day long, and they do not pick up. Just like all last week, all of us at the job called housing, nobody picked up. We didn't understand what was going on last week, last Tuesday. No, last Thursday, we called housing. Not a soul picked up at housing at all. So I sure like to know what they was doing all day long. We had lunch at 12:30 to 1:30, and they still didn't pick up. Ain't called nobody back to work at the job or nothing. And our boss takes all our phones when we go to work. So we can only call them when we got lunch. And they don't go out to lunch till 1 o'clock at housing because they leave at 2:30. Some of them leave at 2 o'clock.
Cynthia, you had a question?
I'm so sorry. I have two little questions.
Ask
the first question is that the last meeting we were supposed to come up with a contingency plan on the emergency number that was called. We were calling. We were supposed to come up with a plan of action of how we were going to proceed with that. Is something in place for that?
I think we said we were going to put it out to bid, and I think the answering service is one of the holders that's going to be going out, right? So that's what we said we would do, and I think we're just about set to do it.
She's already doing that.
Okay.
She's working on it. Janine's working on it.
Great. And the $5,800 per unit, when they turn over the unit and they fix it up, what does that entail?
It entails everything that's been broken or it needs to be done in the unit.
So they get new
we have to make it look good. No, not new anything. If it's still working, they just use what they have. We don't have new stoves. We don't have new refrigerators for all these units. But for many that we can put new appliances in, we do, but we don't have them for all.
No, I'm just saying because it says $5,800.
Well, HUD gives us that money. HUD gives us that money back anyway. It doesn't come out of our operating budget, so.
Right, but it's saying $5,800 should cover something. It should, I mean,
if you see some of these vacant units, you will see that it does cover something.
If somebody move out of the unit,
floors,
Right, I can understand that. If somebody move out of the unit, and they've been living in the unit for 20 years, and the stove is still functioning, but you're gonna give the next person that same 20-year-old stove?
It doesn't necessarily mean they've had the stove for 20 years, because they've been living there for 20 years.
Oh, my God, I've been living there for 13 years.
Dunbar did get kitchens before and bathrooms.
40 years.
That's why everybody's complaining that Dunbar get everything.
Everybody complaining that Dunbar, what you say?
That Bowman didn't get, that Bowman was getting everything, and Dunbar wasn't getting anything.
Dunbar don't have no new stoves or nothing.
Kitchens and bathrooms since over here.
I would like to say, Mr. Timms' apartment, Timms that used to be up on the board, since y'all know his son's not supposed to be in his apartment, he has a leak in his kitchen and in his bathroom. He can't call them, because they don't want him there, so nobody's fixing nothing in his house. So he called me earlier today, what is y'all gonna do about that? Because they don't fix nothing in my house either, because they got a discrepancy with me. But like I said, I wanted to show you what I wrote to my lawyer about tenants harassment. And y'all need to look it up, the NOLO. It's called the NOLO, and I'm quite sure this lawyer right there, know what, have you ever heard of the NOLO?
The what?
NOLO. Would you like to see it? It's up in Albany.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I saw, what I just showed you?
Yeah.
It's up in Albany. I got a lawyer now, because I got a lawyer trying to go against Tatum. So I want to know right now, because I'm getting harassed. I already put in a police report. I went to my psychiatrist. And this right here needs to stop. I can't get nothing done in my apartment, because they know we're in a big lawsuit case right now. So I don't get nothing done in my apartment. I'm tired of coming in. Lewis be trying to shut me up. I've been in that apartment for 13 years. They know people were supposed to be moved out. Jamie was trying to move me to a one bedroom. I don't even want to live in housing no more. All I want to know is when this lady stepped down, y'all need to clean everybody out. Get Tatum and Keisha out of here. Y'all need to get new people in there that know how to deal with grown-ups. I don't need a kid arguing with me. Me and Tatum had an argument. I had to go to the police station, because I told him, I got on this glove, the vandal asked me, please, Ms. Hines, don't do that. I put a jar full of some nasty stuff in it to throw on her, because I'm ready to go to jail. But Ms. Simpkins and the mayor told me don't do this. Y'all don't do nothing about what I'm going through. Y'all don't get on them when they argue with their tenants. That is tenant harassment. So what is y'all going to do about that? Because when Crossland leave, take her people, her recruits, take them with her. Them women is very nasty. And they know I won't waste a drop of a dime. Y'all be saying why I'm nasty, because they nasty. And I won't hesitate to take one of them out of here. Y'all see everything's going on the news. Mental health is going on. People bugging out. Y'all don't know when I might just bug out. And Lewis, you don't have to live where I'm at. And I'm glad Crossland be over there laughing, because I want for her to retire, laugh, and call me outside. That way it'll be no more problems. That's what I'm saying. That's
so,
what I'm saying.
So I just want to say in regards to her apartment,
that's right.
Will somebody go and fill up the holes and take care of what needs to be done?
I
want to
know why it took them this long. She said, y'all see right here, when you read with the maintenance, you can huff and puff all you want to. You see with the maintenance, now Aubrey said you got 5 to 7 business days to fix the thing. I came to your house to show you my papers I wrote for you on. I'm writing up on you too, Lewis, because I'm tired of you. Anyway, ask her why it's taking 48 days to get my apartment together with 18 holes, and I'm telling her the neighbors next door, I know they're not on the lease. Tatum's telling me that they're on the lease. I know they're not on the lease. I've been living there 13 years. They've only been there 9 years, and the man that lived there passed away, so I know everybody in his house is rumors. So what's so up with the noise?
Is it possible to get maintenance over there to fill up the holes and take care of what needs to be done
why
in her
Dylan
apartment?
Didn't come back? Why, that's what I want to know. Why she didn't send Dylan back? That's what she can say is okay. Y'all not asking her why. Lewis, why can't you ask her why?
Listen, as long as he get it done.
But they only get it done because I'm talking to you and her. It don't get done. It should have been done. I had a birthday party and had my family come to see 18 holes in my ceiling. And Dylan couldn't believe it. Now they're coming in my bathroom. So how would you like to have a party for your birthday and your family come? You got 18 holes in your ceiling. Come on, they look like bullet marks.
Yeah, so if we can get that taken
honey, her
care arrest, of,
I'm getting ready to sue her. I'm getting ready to get Tatum.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Any other questions? Can we get a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
You making a motion, Val?
I just have one question, because it seems to be a problem not only at Bowman, but here in Dunbar. Who inspects the work done by maintenance? And I have experience with them, too. So the thing is, you should have a work order. Tenants should be signing that the work is done. If that's not done, then, you know, it's not done. The tenant is the one that says to you, it's not done. because she would not have.
I can't call them. They don't answer my phone call, Jessica, so they're not going to do.
No, we need another.
Diane, they called.
We need another protocol list. The procedure.
I go to their house, pal.
Diane?
All right, that way you don't have to go down there.
Protocol list because it's not being followed up. So in the future, it won't have this problem. So I am going to make a motion that we come up with some type of protocol list. So if a maintenance man said they fixed my apartment, I have to say, oh yes, it's fixed. It goes back to the office and it's filed somewhere because this is an ongoing issue. You're calling the office and saying you got 18 holes. But there's no physical documentation that says you have 18 holes.
No, she knew because she told Dylan to take the pictures while he was in my house.
But what I'm saying to you.
But what's me know that we got an argument?
Everything in black and white, even though you have this, everything in black and white makes a difference.
Once she got into it, I can't move.
You need a paper trail.
I got it.
And that's some new thing. No, but housing. I'm saying housing. We need a paper trail.
Well, my new lawyer get finished with that.
So we can follow up too because the board responsibility is to make sure everybody is doing their due diligence.
But after the board's not doing their diligence, only you and Miss Yvonne and I just met Jessica.
We're trying to do our due diligence.
Good, good. Because it only get done when I tell y'all, then tomorrow Dylan will be there if he at work. But I cannot call because I got that big red thing. That's Miss Hines for it. Taking me and her, you used to talk on the phone.
Okay.
So she know what it was. But since she want to argue with me where I live at and you don't live there, don't argue with me and you're a child. My daughter told me about it. She's a child.
A level of professionalism.
Yeah, well, when y'all get professional, when y'all get them out of here with tick and tuck, then we'll be able to get some new things going on. Because the whole housing thing is messed up. The whole housing, people don't want to go down there. They can't talk to you right. Them are kids talking, but you will get a grown ass whooping. I'm tired of this.
I'll send this around. That's good. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any comments, concerns?
You better let y'all tear up that 2023 truck you got.
Keep record.
Yes.
Yes.
23, huh?
Uh-huh.